Okay, pop quiz. What's the most innovative country in the world? We'll give you a second or two to think about it. And did you come up with an answer? Was your answer Switzerland? Well, that's at least according to analysts at Cornell University and the UN's World Intellectual Property Association. They recently put out their annual Global Innovation Index. Switzerland ranked at the top. Where did the U.S. rank? Number 6. Ouch. Joe Wiesenthal has been looking at the report. He's executive editor of Business Insider, and he joins us now from NPR in New York. Welcome back to the show, Joe.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so at least we're in the top 10. That's a small consolation.
Yeah, you know, I don't think 6 is that bad. There are a lot of countries in the world, and, you know, 6 is still really high up there. So okay. I think we're still doing okay.
Not too bad. But what did the report look at exactly?
Yeah, I mean, these kind of reports, certain criteria, intellectual property is a big one. Ease of doing business is another factor to attempt to rank countries for, like, how much, how innovative the country is. Theoretically, it's a guide to where businesses might want to locate and do businesses. Switzerland always tends to do really well in this report. There's sort of like extraordinary industrial story, very incredibly advanced country technologically. I mean, they're basically famous for hundreds of years for their technical excellence. So it's not a surprise. The U.S., I mean, you know, if you're disappointed by the 6th place, it sometimes gets dinged for some of the difficulty of doing business here, regulation and so forth. You know, like I said, I still think we're doing pretty well.
Although, according to the index, we backslid from number 5, where we ranked last year. And rounding out this year's top 5, the United Kingdom at number 2, Sweden at number 3, then Finland, then the Netherlands. So Europe.
Right.
But on the other end of the index, something interesting apparently is happening with sub-Saharan Africa. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, there's been a pretty the best improvement is happening in these sub-Saharan African countries. And I think that's exciting. I mean, people have been talking about when sort of sub-Saharan African countries would experience the same emerging markets boom that we've seen in parts of Asia and South America and so forth. And there's been a lot of promise of that and then disappointment and backsliding and so forth. But, you know, there is overall progress and things like this, like improving the innovation climate in these countries is an important factor.
Nevertheless, the researchers in this report found that there's this continuing global innovation divide. What do they mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's one of these things. There are certain places that are just absolute hotspots for innovation. We know where a lot of them are. There's Silicon Valley, and then, you know, you look out to then other parts of – so even within the U.S., there's a massive divide. There's a network effect of innovation. So researchers and companies, universities, grants, they tend to cluster around certain areas. If you're not in one of those areas, whether it's a country or a particular city, you want to get to those areas. And then, of course, that leaves some places parched for innovation.
Now, I read that President Obama today signed legislation to strengthen federal job training programs. He said there's a skill gap preventing many unemployed Americans from qualifying for new jobs. So maybe that's a step forward in terms of getting the U.S. to eke up in the rankings a bit.
Yeah, I mean, anything, it's going to be, you know, it's small bore stuff, these anything that Obama signs as an executive order. I think there is evidence that there is a skill gap in the U.S. There are a lot of jobs going unfilled.
Yeah.
There still aren't enough jobs open, but there are a lot of jobs opening, a lot of jobs unfilled. So that is an issue, and hopefully we can improve on that a little bit.
Joe Wiesenthal, Executive Director of Business Insider. Thanks as always, Joe.
Thank you.